I have to post my annual grocery store warning right now. You want to stay out of the grocery store if possible. And most people can't now, but that's the problem. I'm telling you, it's dangerous there. And I have a list here of 10 of the rudest things you can do at the grocery store. And Andy, feel free to chime in here. Okay. You too, Dave, Vicky, and in the control room, Joe and Haley. And tell me if you agree or what you think of these.
All okay.
Right, here are the 10. One. Rudest things you can do at the grocery store, use the express lane with too many items.
Oh, absolutely.
I start counting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want to make a citizen's arrest sometimes.
But a person in front of you has like 28 items. But does a six-pack of Coke
And moving at count the pace of a sloth, what might I add?
Wait a minute. Hold on there, Vicky. What
is a six-pack of something to drink, right? One item or six items?
No, I think it's one. Well, okay. What were you saying,
That's
Vicky?
A good point. Yeah. I said, and then they're moving at the pace of a sloth. Like, it's not only that they have too many items, and it's the fact that they have too many items, and then they take their sweet time.
And then they check their phone.
Well, I'll get to that.
And then they answer their phone, and then they talk on their phone while they're in the express line with too many items moving like a sloth.
That's another item on the list, holding up the checkout line. Yeah, don't do that. Here's another one. We're up to number three now. Ignoring aisle traffic rules. This is about blocking other people, stopping suddenly and changing directions, or crossing multiple lanes of traffic without checking for oncoming traffic. Vic, you need to do a traffic report in the grocery store.
I'm telling you, I've been in 4 grocery stores in the last 3 days, and I don't think my blood pressure has ever gone up as much as it has in the last 3 days.
I know. It's
the
tough.
Parking spaces. I mean, the consideration for other people has just diminished.
Yeah, that's another one on the list here.
What number is that? That should be number one.
No, actually, number 10. Well, there's no particular order, but also on the list of 10 of the rudest things you can do at the grocery store, being pushy or aggressive in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So many people stole my spots this week.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. I like to get back at them by walking around with my keys in my hand, and I just go up and down, and then I see how many people will follow me. All right, here's another one. Touching and opening things without buying them.
Oh, I've seen people change donuts in boxes, rearrange
what?
Them. Oh, yeah.
Donuts?
Donuts, they'll take out the ones they don't want, put them in another box, and then take the box that they rearranged.
Well, I didn't like the chocolate ones.
Yeah, right.
No, that wasn't me.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Disrespecting personal space. They say...
the 6 feet apart thing is gone.
Well, but you still should be mindful that everyone has different comfort levels when they're out in public.
Well, how would you know that? With us being in a cave for 2.5 years, I mean, what is the comfort level these days? Someone was breathing on my neck yesterday in line, and I was wondering if that was, 2 feet apart was still okay.
Unlike you and your traffic bunker, I'm out among the people, Vicky. Taking items from other people's carts. Now, I've never seen this,
but it's
on the list here. People apparently once in a while will find an item in somebody else's cart. Now, I have noticed occasionally, and I've almost been guilty of this myself a couple of times, that people will get confused, forget where they parked their cart, and then start taking somebody else's shopping cart, right, because they think it's theirs. I have noticed this. All right, let's see. There are three more items on the list. Returning items to random places. That's right. People don't place products back properly on the shelf, and then and then you're upset because everything is all discombobulated, right?
Oh yeah.
Not being mindful of your surroundings. This is about keeping a close watch on your kids, and make sure they're not running around going nuts. It's good manners to show courtesy and care for your fellow shoppers, so pay attention, especially if you're shopping with little ones. And then got one more here. Failing to return your cart. Yeah, see, talk about the parking lot, Vicky. The shopping carts are all over the place out there, right?
Well, that's why Aldi has the ones where you have to put a quarter in it.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Right. You want your quarter back.
There you go. 10 of the rudest things you can do at the grocery store. Stay away today if you possibly can. That's our advice.